BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
This morning, Comrade Le Kim Toang, Standing Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and head of the Provincial National Assembly delegation, met with voters in Thi Nai Ward, Quy Nhơn City, ahead of the 9th session of the 15th National Assembly. The head of the Provincial National Assembly delegation informed voters about the expected schedule and agenda of the 9th session. Accordingly, the session will be held in two phases, the first from May 5th to May 28th and the second from June 11th to June 28th. At the meeting, Comrade Le Kim Toang thanked voters in Thi Nai Ward for their support of the ongoing reforms to streamline the administrative apparatus, build a two-tier government, and merge provincial and local administrative units. He emphasized that these are urgent matters vital for meeting the country's high demands as it enters a new era. He also affirmed the need to promptly address institutional and policy obstacles to unlock resources and create new development space for the nation.
This morning, Lý Tiết Hạnh, Deputy Head of the Provincial National Assembly Delegation, met with voters in An Dũng Commune and Lão District. At the meeting, voters of An Dũng Commune proposed that the National Assembly review policies for part-time commune-level officials following administrative mergers, early retired civil servants, and the handling of administrative procedures for residents after the mergers. They also called for investment in building a concrete road along the Dong Mit Reservoir to facilitate travel and support local economic development. For issues under local jurisdiction, representatives of An Lão District authorities provided clarifications and responses to each concern raised by the voters. Lý Tiết Hạnh acknowledged and addressed several matters of interest to An Dũng voters and noted policy-related proposals for submission to the National Assembly and the relevant ministries for further review and resolution.
On the afternoon of April 14th, the Vân Canh District People's Council held its 15th session. Delegates were briefed on the district's first quarter 2025 social, economic, defense, and security performance. Local gross output was estimated to rise by nearly 11.89% year-on-year, reaching about 17% of the annual target. The Vân Canh District's People's Council approved three resolutions, adjustments to the 2025 Public Investment Plan, revisions to local budget revenue and expenditure estimates and district budget allocations, confirmation of mid-session decisions made during the 10th Council's 2021-2026 term.
The Provincial People's Committee has directed relevant departments, agencies, and organizations to organize activities focusing on propagandizing, training, advocating, and supporting women in solving some women-related social issues. Efforts will be made to enhance the quality of counseling and support services tailored to specific groups of women, promote gender-based violence prevention, and improve the effectiveness of trusted addresses model in local communities to protect and assist victims of domestic violence. The committee will continue to strengthen the proactive role of women in responding to and addressing women-related social issues, reducing negative impacts, improving women's quality of life, and contributing to the realization of the local social economic development goals. This will help the region prepare for the new era, the era of national rights. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.